A slave escaping his master needed a good place to hide. Perhaps that's what made this job perfect for those willing to accept the risks of a dangerous profession. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgroLiquid. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition, it's who they've always been. Visit agroliquid.com.
Well, you waited, debated, scratched your head, and bided your time, but now it's absolutely necessary. You need to make a decision. We know you want it all. Low price, efficiency, fantastic yield potential. We get it. AgroLiquid understands you need to maximize those input dollars. Our products are formulated to keep expensive nutrients available and usable to your crop, no matter how you apply fertilizer, no matter when. AgroLiquid products will maximize your yield potential effectively and economically. Learn more at agroliquid.com.
Out here, music has no fences. This is The Farm on My Farm Radio.
Don't rock the jukebox.
Country music picked exclusively for and by you, the American farmer.
I got friends in low place.
The music you want and the ag information from Farm Journal you need. The Farm on My Farm Radio.
To get The Farm on your phone, go to myfarmradio.com.
You can still find the vestiges of the worldwide whaling enterprises that once made New Bedford, Massachusetts, a place known to all. As Jamie DeSilva explains, men took voyages that might last up to 4 years to hunt the whales for their valuable oil.
We just go over the entire globe, starting in New Bedford, and then go east to Cape Verde and the Azores, and circle the Cape of Good Hope into the Indian Ocean, and then come into the Hawaiian Islands and come back.
The story of those whaling crews is retold here at the New Bedford Whaling National Historical Park.
There would be Native American harpooners, African Americans, then they might go pick up people in the Azores Islands, pick up people when they got to the Hawaiian Islands, so it was a very multiracial industry.
The nature of the work and the makeup of the crews made this a haven for another group of people.
New Bedford actually wound up being a haven for people who escaped from slavery. They had a very large fugitive slave population in the 1850s, and New Bedford was known as a place where slaves would not be returned to their masters.
Many of the crew were young, unmarried men. Some began when they were in their teens and were done sailing by their early 30s. Pay varied, often dependent upon rank and the catch.
Wasn't really a well-paid occupation, and that's another reason why sometimes you might find escaped slaves on it, because they were looking to disappear. You can disappear for 4 years. You might not worry about how much money you made when you came back.
But the city itself prospered, one of the world's wealthiest cities, in fact. That's next time as we travel the countryside in New Bedford, Massachusetts. I'm Andrew McCrae.